Good morning, a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, joins us. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Quite a scary and wild story out of your area in Oneonta. The SUNY Oneonta campus yesterday got a threatening call and eventually turned out to be a hoax, but had the campus locked down for a while.
Yes, sir. I got a call from a friend of mine shortly after 5:30. Anxious about word of a shooting incident on the SUNY Oneonta campus. His wife was working there, and it signaled him. Then no one answered when he called her back. About the same time, my cell phone started to buzz. One of the folks who works for us in Oneonta was talking to someone who had just gotten an alert on the campus student notification system. It said, "A current student is threatening to shoot members of the campus community. Please shelter in place." At 5:55, I heard on the scanner that emergency squads in Otego, Milford, and Lawrence, three towns around Oneonta, had been put on alert, and squad members had been asked to report to their stations in case they were needed. About 6, Oneonta Mayor Gary Herzig called our managing editor, Libby Cudmore, to say a student had been taken into custody. According to Gary, it was a woman student, unusual in this sort of thing. She lived off campus and sent out a threat through a campus texting system to shoot one or more persons. The mayor said he didn't know if she even had a weapon, but he said there was never any active shooter on campus. Now here's a twist. Later in the evening, SUNY Oneonta issued a report to its community saying it turns out the whole thing was a hoax and there never was any danger. At 4:38 in the afternoon, a crisis hotline in New York City called SUNY Oneonta to share a chat message from a student indicating the caller intended to shoot people on campus. Considering it legitimate, the campus issued the 5:30 shelter-in-place directive. It turned out the woman student had reported to Oneonta City Police that her phone had been hacked. When university police located her, she was working with the college's information technology services to try to fix her phone's problem. So university police issued an all-clear directive at 6:15 and are working with state police, New York City police, and the FBI to figure out what happened. Now here's another twist. Not only are SUNY Oneonta's 6,000 students on the student notification system, so are 12,000 parents. After the alert went out, the city police switchboard was jammed with hundreds of calls. It still isn't known who was behind this or what his or her motivation may have been. I'm sure we'd be learning more about what happened in the next few days.
That is some story. Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go to read this story, and I'm sure it's update as it comes in. Jim, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you, David.